Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for another day that you have made. We ask you, Father God, that you will arise and do something new, do something fresh, do something wonderful in the lives of each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that what I say will not be my own words, but they will be words that come from the very throne room of God to break and destroy yokes in the lives of everyone that hear me in the name of Jesus. Stretch forth your hands and deliver and rescue. Take us from almost being there to being all together there this morning. We decree it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the answer right now. And all God's people said. Turn in your Bibles with me, if you will, please, to the book of John. The Gospel according to St. John, the 5th chapter, is where we're reading from this morning. I looked for a text. I tried not to use this text, but I found several texts, but I couldn't find a text as appropriate as this one that we're using this morning as we look at the message. Almost there, but never there, and how to break that curse from over your life. John 5, 1 through 9, actually. John 5, 1 through 9. If you're there, say amen. I read, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. Not too long ago, I met a man who told me some things that would have been hard for me to believe had I not heard it from him. He told me, he said, Bishop, I would have become a multimillionaire by now, if not that I have a problem that reoccurs in my life. He said, anytime I get close to making a lot of money, he said, something always happens to keep the deal from going forth. And he began to tell me incident after incident where he could have made one time $600,000, another time $700,000, another time close to $1 million. Not once, not twice, not thrice. He said, any time else, something always happened that made it impossible. And he said, let me give you two examples, one of which I'll give you this morning. He said he got some people internationally to help him move oil from Iraq. And he said they got close to an uncle of Saddam Hussein. So there was no problem moving the oil from Iraq. They got the money ready, they got the ship ready, they got everything in place. And he said, finally, this will work. But little did he realize that what had always stopped him had not been dealt with. And if what has always stopped you is not dealt with, it will continue to stop you. Everybody say, in the name of Jesus, say, what has always stopped me shall be stopped this morning. What has always blocked me, it blocked this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. I will not almost be there. I will altogether be there. This is the confession of my mouth. And this is the belief of my heart. And it shall be so in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now we're going to make in some serious confessions as we go on this morning. Because what we're talking about is real and is serious. He said they called them from Iraq and said the oil is loaded. And it's about to depart from the port. And he was imagining himself having, I think in that deal it was to make about $678,000. After taxes. That was what will go into his account. And he began to rejoice. And he began to thank God that finally this is done. Then suddenly, President Bush decided that it was the day the ship was to move out of Iraq that he will go and invade Iraq. And he said, Bishop, that was how that deal died close to the realization of my dream. Everybody say, in the name of Jesus. Say, from this day, my deals shall not die before they are born. I told you we are going to make a lot of confessions this morning. Say, my deals shall not die before they are born. But by the grace of God, every desire I have shall go through, whether the enemy likes it or not, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You said, Bishop, that was how that deal died.
I have the story of a man who, right here in the city, tried to buy a house many, many, many times. Every time he tried to buy a house, he was rejected over and over and over. He would get close to closing, and many times on the closing table, something will happen. He wouldn't be able to buy the house. They wouldn't go through with the financing. So he made up his mind, I'll just save up. At least if I save money up and I walk into the closing with my own check, nothing can stop it. You are right. Nothing can stop it if there is no curse working in your life. Because I have found out where there is a curse, there is a way. Maybe you didn't hear what I said. Where there is a curse, when you have figured it all out, that all the roads are blocked from the curse coming into your life, they will find a way. And so he said, what else can go wrong? I have my attorney, I have my cash. I have a willing seller and a willing buyer. The deal is done. But he did not pay attention to a curse that had worked against him so many times, almost there, but never there. He walked into the closing office with great confidence, with his check in his hand. And they sat down and they reviewed all the documents and they said everything was in toto. And they signed all the documents. Then the closing attorney looked at him and he said, did you bring your insurance?
It's like, wait a minute, nobody told me about that. I thought you were going to provide that. I said, no. You call your insurance company, tell them how much the house is worth or how much you want to insure, and then you bring it to the table. He said, I forgot to do that. And the man said, no, we can't do the closing without the insurance. And he said, you know what? Let's do this closing. Since the bank is not under any obligation whatsoever, I'm telling you what happened right here in New York City. He said, since the bank is not under any obligation, if they don't have any money to lose, let's sign the papers. When I leave here, I'll go straight to my insurance company and get the whole thing done. Are they won that way? And he said, yes. He said, it's an opportunity so many times. I cannot afford to lose it again. And so he signed, and they signed, and they gave him the key. The owner of the house got the check into his pocket, ran to the bank, and put it in. And he got out and got into his car and drove and said, praise God, I finally beat the devil. But hold it. Not so fast. Because where there is a curse, there is a way. This is something very serious we are considering this morning. When the enemy has set something in place against you, what you try to do is not maneuver yourself in the natural. Because you will always fail in the natural. It has to be a spiritual strategy that you have to use. And that's what we are using this morning. And I believe God is going to anoint you. God is going to put his hand upon you, where he will take you from where you are to where you need to be in the name of Jesus Christ. And so he drove and he said, well, I told them I will go to the insurance company, but I am so happy, let me go to the house first. So he headed to the house just to check the house out again, and then after that, go to the insurance company. But on his way to the house, fire trucks were blowing their sirens and passing him. And he said, what's wrong here? Well, as he headed towards his house, he discovered that that was where all the fire trucks were headed. When he parked in front of the house, ladies and gentlemen, the whole house was engulfed in flames right here in the city of New York. Some of you might have heard what I'm talking about. Oh, you're an attorney. Have you heard this story before? Now, you know what happened? There's a pending action on that fire. So she knows what I'm talking about. I'm not making this up. When I tell you a story here, it's not old women's fables. There are things that happen that I bring before you. And that was how he got there. He never lived in the house for 1 second before fire came and consumed it. Evil fire will not consume your works. Did you hear what I said? I said, evil fires shall not consume your works. Because where there is a curse, there is a way. What you need is to put an end to the curse. And that's what we're going to believe God for this morning. That where there is a curse in my life, there must be an end. And you know, everything that has a beginning has an end. All right? He's the Alpha, but he's also the Omega. He is the beginning, but he's also the end. And I believe God will put an end to your misery this morning. God will put an end to your frustration this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My message this morning deals with a very common problem that has brought many frustrations into the lives of multitudes. I'm talking about the curse of almost there, but never there. You wonder why I call it a curse? Because it cannot be described as a blessing. To be almost there means one is not altogether there. To be almost there means you see it, but you don't have it. To be almost there but never there means you smell it, but you don't taste it. Common problem that has led to depression in many lives and even suicide in many lives. Knowing what you want, knowing how to get it, getting close to where it is, and yet prevented from getting it. Almost there, but never there. No doubt you have met people who almost got married but never got married. No doubt you have met people who almost had a baby, but never had the baby. Because they are under the curse of almost there, but never there. Haven't you met people who almost passed an exam, but never passed the exam? I told you yesterday of a medical doctor that I know very well. He is the husband of a lady that I know very well. Tried to pass this exam several times. And I didn't know it gets to a time when they will not let you attempt the exam again. Qualified doctor. All right? But not qualified. Qualified doctor. But disqualified by almost there, never there. And the wife walked up to me and she said, Pastor, say, I told my husband to give our life to Jesus, to give his life to Jesus. He wouldn't. So now he's registered with Johnny King. If you ever lived in the South, Johnny King is a big sells franchises to people to clean offices. And he said, if I cannot work as a medical doctor, I'll just go and register as a contractor with Johnny King. And now this brother, this man, cleaned, but a certificate he worked so hard for, almost there, but never there, did not allow him to use it. Have you ever seen people who almost get a job, but end up not getting the job? Almost get a promotion, but end up not getting the promotion? Almost close a deal, but something happens the last minute. It is all too common an experience of mankind. I remember a man that lived in Texas several years ago. He was a foreigner with no papers, no green card, not even papers to work. Finally, after many years, he got a job. He got a job that promised to file for him for his green card. Listen to this. The day he was going for the interview, it was in another town in Texas. He got on Greyhound bus to go for the interview. But somewhere on the highway, the Greyhound bus broke down. So the passengers had to come down for the driver to do what he needed to do to fix the bus so they could go on their journey. While they were there, from nowhere, immigration people and customs people were passing by. So they pulled up in their SUV, and I didn't know they do this, but it was someone that told me in border towns they do this a lot. And he just pulled up behind the bus and said, all right, every passenger, please show your ID and proof of citizenship. And they got there. He started speaking in tongues, but it was too late. He started praying, binding and loosing, but it was too late. He started praying, fall down and die, but the man was just standing up and living. May God deliver us from the curse of almost there, but never there. And they came to him and they said, sir, where are your papers? Where are your documents? Show us your driver's license. He didn't even have nothing. No social security, no driver's license, nothing but a promise of a job that a curse will not let him get to. Ah, by the grace of God, you shall get to your destination. I said, where there is a curse, there is a way. The enemy will always find a way to stop you from getting where you need to get to. Do you know that was how they got him? And maybe two other or three other Mexicans who were there. And before long, he found himself back in his country. And he said, this is not what I bargained for. You know what my prayer for you is this. The plan that you have, the enemy also has another plan, running to collide with your plan. But my prayer this morning is that in whichever area the enemy has a plan to frustrate God's plan for your life, the Lord will rescue you. Can keep you all day long, literally, because I have series of stories and illustrations that are true to life, one example after the other, of what I found concerning almost there, but not there. But my concern this morning is for you. Because I believe there are people under the sound of my voice this morning that have dreams
that the enemy have not allowed them to fulfill. You have goals, you have plans, and you have desires that you have not been allowed to accomplish. You almost get there, but you never altogether get there. God sent me to you this morning to break something from your life. Did you understand what I said? I said, we're going to pray for everybody here this morning. All right? In the big prayer line that we'll have in a few minutes. And I believe God. Everyone that has this curse working in their lives, they are going to walk out of this church free and free indeed in the mighty name of Jesus. They are going to walk out of this place free and free indeed. Nothing is as frustrating as what we are talking about this morning. Now, here was a man, ladies and gentlemen. He was sitting by the pool of Bethesda where an angel came down once in a while. Some commentators say that the angels come down four times in a year. Others say three times in a year. But one thing we know is that the angels come down from time to time. Now, when the angel comes down, he troubles the water. And whoever gets inside the water first. So if there are 5,000 people there, only one person can be healed. If there are 10,000 people there, only one person can be healed. And if you fall asleep when the angel comes, too bad. If you go and buy Chinese rice, when the angels come, you better buy a lot. Because it might be three. So they were on edge. You couldn't sleep. Can you imagine the type of life this was? You couldn't sleep. You couldn't go to the bathroom. You had to keep an eye on the water. And if a fish, I don't know if you've ever seen fishes jumping out of the water and they're troubling the water. No. April Fool. That was fish. That was not an angel. It was a miserable life. Always looking, always expecting, always there expecting. And people who are your equals are enjoying their own lives in town. And there you are. And the angel will come time after time, time after time. But because this man was impotent. By being impotent, it means he was crippled. Now, if you are crippled, you can't run. If you are crippled, those who are blind can get ahead before you. If you are crippled, those who have other diseases that does not affect their mobility will get ahead of you. So he was there for 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years. We're not even told how long he had been there, but this disease had been upon him for 38 years. 38 years. And he just stayed there and stayed there and stayed there. You know one thing I thank God for? That this man refused to be discouraged. He was saying one day, one day, one day. Turn to somebody and tell them, today is your day. In the mighty name of Jesus, today is your day. You've been crying one day, one day, one day, one day, one day. One day something will happen and I will be free. And today is your day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Ask my wife, she will tell you. Month after month, we were expecting her to get pregnant. Nothing happened. She will tell you, I always tell her, 1 month. 1 month. 1 month will be 1 month. When the devil will make a mistake. Ask my wife. That's what I told her all the time. I said, 1 month will be 1 month. When 1 month comes and nothing happens, I would say, it's not this month. But 1 month will be 1 month. When the devil will make a mistake, maybe he will go to the toilet and before he comes back, the angel has put a baby in your womb. I said, 1 day will be 1 day and something will happen. And I'm a living witness. 1 day was 1 day. 1 month was 1 month. I saw my wife throwing up. I said, what happened? She said, this will be the last one. This will be the last one. But once the door is open, the door is open. I said, once the door is open, the door is open. Your door will be open this morning.
in the mighty name of Jesus. You've been saying one day, one day, one day, one day. You know what I thank God for you for? In spite of what you've been through, you have not dropped out from following God. You have not dropped out from reading the Bible. You have not dropped out from loving God. You have not dropped out from following God. You have not dropped out from raising your hand and praising God. You've not dropped out from dancing during praise and worship. You have not dropped out from having your quiet time. God sees all that and has come this morning to reward you. Keep on dancing. Keep on praising Him. Keep on glorifying Him, because one day will be one day when God will show up and He will surprise. Come on, give God a big hand this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One day. You know, I know 38 years is too long. 38 years are long years. But you know what I found out? Once the yoke is broken, you don't even remember the 38 years. Amen. Once the victory is given, you don't even remember what you've been through. And God is going to do that for you this morning. Can I hear a mighty amen in the name of Jesus? One day, one day, one day. Then Jesus came to town. Jesus came to town. Jesus came to town. Jesus! Jesus came to town. Jesus came to town. And you know what gladdens my heart? Jesus could have gone to the palaces. Jesus could have gone to the chief priest to have dinner. But you know what Jesus did? He said, find me where the poor are. Find me where the sick are. Find me where the suffering are. Find me where the hopeless are. Those are the people I want to go and visit this morning. I don't know what you brought to church this morning, but Jesus is in this place. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, He said, there I am in the midst of them. He's here with your miracle. He's here with your deliverance. He's here with your freedom. He's here to break the yoke and the curse of almost there, but never there. Today is your day of freedom. Can I hear an amen from somebody? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus came to him. There are several things I want to draw your attention to in this passage. The first thing I want to draw your attention to is when a person is under the curse of almost there but never there, you'll just find that you miss the outpouring of God's mercy. One after the other. One after the other. And many of you can testify to the fact that you had opportunities that came, but you missed them. You know why? When a person is under the curse of almost there, but never there, opportunities will come, mercies will come, but you'll never be a candidate to get them. You see, the pool of Bethesda, the word Bethesda means house of mercy. This guy was living in the house of mercy, and yet he did not receive any mercy for many, 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 many years. Oh, that's why receiving right and left. But he never received. That's what happens when a person is operating under the curse of almost there, but never there. The Bible tells us that the angel of God went down a certain season. A certain season. Now that's the bad part of being under the curse of almost there but never there. Listen, it will make you miss seasons of blessings. And then you have to wait for another season. And that one comes, it blocks you. You have to wait for another season. That one comes, it blocks you. You have to wait for another season. He said it came only at a certain season. But every season that came for many, 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 many years, he missed it. And then when Jesus came in verse 5 and in verse 6, the Bible says the man had had this infirmity 38 years. And the Bible says when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had now been in that case for a long time. Even God admitted it was for a long time, 38 years. You know what I found out about the curse of almost there but never there? One can struggle under this curse for a long time and even die wishing. even die desiring, even die waiting. I want you to make this confession of faith. Say, in the name of Jesus. Or raise your right hand and let the Lord know it is you that you're talking about. Say, in the name of Jesus. I will not die wishing. I will not die desiring. I will not die waiting. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, while I am alive, I shall accomplish all my goals and all my desires in the name of Jesus. Can I hear an amen to that? This man could have died wishing if Jesus never came. This man could have died desiring if Jesus never came. 1 year turning to 2 years turning to 3 years turning to 4. I don't believe he was there for 38 years because I don't know. We'll find out when we get to heaven. But if he had been there for a long time, I'm sure it wasn't 2 years God was talking about. I'm sure it wasn't 5 years God was talking about. 1 year is too long. 2 years are too long. 3 years are too long. And the enemy knows how he does this. There was a woman in witchcraft that was captured by God. And she came to church to confess. Incredible confession. She came to church and she said, we lock people up with padlocks. And with the padlocks locked, except God's power sets you free. The only thing that can set you free is for you to find the key to the padlock and find the padlocked self and unlock it. Unless that is done, that person will die locked up. And she said, many times we lock people up and we throw the padlock into a well. Sometimes we lock people up and we go into the high seas and throw the padlock overboard into the high seas. Sometimes we lock people up and we go into the woods and we throw it into the woods. But you know what I found out about God? God don't need to find the padlock. That's something I found about God. God doesn't need to have the key because he's the one that has the master key. And in the realm of the spirit, he can unlock anything that is locked up in the name of Jesus Christ. And I believe, God, that whichever thing has been locked up this morning, the one that has the key of David shall set you loose and shall give you the freedom that you need in the mighty name of Jesus. But even if God doesn't do that, even if God doesn't do that, several months ago I read to you a story from a book. I wish I knew I was going to talk about this. I would have brought the book to read it fresh to you again. It was Kingsley that helped me read that story several months ago when we were in the old church in Brooklyn. This man locked up a woman that she will never have a baby. And she was barren for years. She did everything within her power. And what he did, it wasn't even a padlock. It was a horrible voodoo he did against her. He took the medicine and hid it in a banana plantation. Many of you have heard me tell this story before. He hid it in a banana plantation. But this woman kept praying, oh God, deliver me. Oh God, set me free. Oh God, rescue me. Oh God, bring me out. Whatever you'll do to bring me out, do it. Whatever you'll do to rescue me, do it. Now this man believed that hiding this sin in a banana plantation, it will be there forever. But one day God rose up. Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? One day God rose up. Don't you know the Bible says, oh God, arise. Oh God, arise. Have you ever read a scripture that says that? Oh God, arise and let what happen? Let your enemies be scattered. Say, oh Lord, arise this morning and scatter my enemies in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, arise this morning. Oh Lord, arise this morning. Scatter them one by one. Deal with them one by one. Deal with them one by one in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, arise and let your enemies be scattered. Oh God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. Oh God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. Oh God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I have a feeling something great is going to happen here this morning. I have a feeling something good is going to happen for you this morning. I have a feeling something is going to break for you this morning. No matter where it is, don't worry about it. God knows where it is. God knows when they put it there. God knows the exact spot. He will go there and uproot it and do a miracle for you in the name of Jesus. Everybody say yes! Hallelujah. Suddenly the local government of the area decided, for whatever reason, but we know it was God's reason. God went and spoke to the chairman of the local government. And God spoke to him and he said, that piece of land where there is banana plantation, because of my daughter. Hey! 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 Because of you. Everybody said, because of me. God will do wonders. Say, because of me, God will rewrite the laws. Say, because of me, God will move upon the hearts of the powers that be in the name of Jesus. Can I hear hallelujah? Hey, glory to God. Because of her, God spoke to the chairman of the local government. He said, take the bulldozers. I have a piece of land that I wanted to build some buildings. And it's this banana plantation. I wanted to uproot everything. I wanted to turn it upside down. I wanted to dig the ground. And the thing is, once the ground where he put it was dug up, the problem and the curse was over. And the woman was sleeping in her own house, minding her own business, but God was working for her. I'm happy to report to you, she's had one child, she's had two children, she's had three children, she's had four children, because God turned it around for her, and God will turn it around for you. Turn to somebody, give somebody a high five, and say, God will turn it around for you. Yes! God will turn it around for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. We're talking this morning about the curse of almost there but never there. For this is what this man was under. Infirmity, 30 and 80 years. You know what breaks my heart about this, folks? Somebody took him there. He couldn't have got there by himself because he was suffering from an infirmity. He couldn't walk. So somebody carried him there. Folks, when they carried him there, you know what they did? They left him there. So is the world, people. So is the world. Don't you feel abandoned sometimes? Don't you feel left alone sometimes? You know what I found out? The people of this world, they only lick your fingers if there is candy on your finger. They be your friend. They can't leave you alone. But the moment things turn around for you, they turn around and walk away from you. But thank God for Jesus. A friend that sticketh closer than a brother. When you go through the fire, he said, I'll be with you. When you go through the waters, he said, it shall not overflow you. Jesus is the only friend that will stay with you through thick and thin. Jesus is the only friend when things are not moving well, and he will say, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. I am your friend forever. Jesus is the only friend. They walked away from him. And many times when you are going through this curse, you feel abandoned. You feel rejected. Your helpers, they take to their heels. Those that you thought they were your best friends, that promise you they will never leave you, they're leaving. There were people that came there that could get to the water before him. And he said, we'll stay with you. I'll stay to your left and put you in the God. That is the way. Man would disappoint. Man. Warn to the man. You are looking for somebody to trust. It's man that you are trusting. You are looking for somebody to lean on. It's man that you are leaning on. Why don't you lean on the everlasting arms? Why don't you lean on Jesus? Why don't you lean on the all-powerful one? He's a friend that will never leave you. He's a friend that will never forsake you. Stop leaning on man. Somebody say hallelujah.
They met you there. They left you there. Now they go home. They start making fun of you. They say, I think we need to do election here. If we do election by the pool of Bethesda, this guy will be the president. He's been here for a long time. He's still in one spot. We met him there and we left him there. Can you imagine how shocked those people were when in downtown Bethesda, this man showed up after Jesus healed him? Can you imagine how shocked they were? Because they were expecting him to die in the place. They were expecting him never to leave the place. They are saying it is finished for him. It is finished for him. But one day Jesus came here, showed up in the middle, and said, who is this? Is this not the same man that we saw? Let me tell you something. Very soon, very, very soon. Hey, hey, hey. Very soon. Very, very soon. Not too long. Some people are going to see you. They are going to see you. And they are going to say, wait a minute. Who is this? And you say, I'm the one that Jesus set free. I'm the one that Jesus delivered. I'm the one that you abandoned. But Jesus came and rescued me. Shout hallelujah! Where there is life, there is hope. Where there is life, there is hope. Don't write me off. Don't write me off. Because God can wear, the downfall shall be better than today. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. That's why I'm careful what I say to a man that is down. Because a man that is down today, the grace of God can raise him up and bring him out. And God is going to raise you up. God is going to bring you out in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will show up. And your enemies will not know what to do. They will say, so you can make it. You say, in Jesus, I have made it. In Jesus, I have made it. In Jesus, I have been made whole. Come on, shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm telling you, there is a way for you. They can say what they want to say. They can make fun if they want to make fun. But at the end of the day, when Jesus is finished with Bethesda, you will walk into the town and your crippled leg will be walking. Everything they said will never be shall be in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Glory to God. Hey! I feel something good is about to happen. I said, I feel something good is about to happen. Glory to God. Guess who just walked in? Jesus came into the house to deliver, to rescue, to set free. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Come on, give him a big hand. Come on, give the Lord a big. Give the Lord a mighty big hand. There is hope. There is hope. Come on, there is hope. There is hope. Let them make fun of you. Did you hear what I said? Let them make fun of you. Let them say what they want to say. You don't worry. Just be quiet. Just be quiet. Because he who laughs last, laughs best. Your laughing days are around the corner. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Glory to God. You know what is so exciting here? 1 minute he was crippled. The other minute he was jumping up, shouting and praising God. Come on, get on your feet. Get on your feet and say, God, I'm about to shout. I'm about to jump. I'm about to give God praise because the Lord is going to touch you here. In the hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Victory is what I hear. Victory is what I hear. Victory is what I hear. You will get there. Turn to somebody and tell them you will get there. In the name of Jesus, you will get there. Nobody can keep you in one spot. You will get there where you're going. Hallelujah. Ma. Remain standing. We're about to close. We're about to close. But you know what I thank God for? Fresh anointing has been anointed of God. To take people from where they are to where they need to be in God.
In the name of Jesus, that anointing is upon this church. It's upon every member of this church. In the name of Jesus. And God will use you to pray for people who are bound up and tied down. And they will move from where they are to where they need to be. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I must not close without telling you this. Give me 2 minutes. Last Sunday, somebody walked up to me just after the service and gave me this letter. All right? The letter, this is glorious, came from a lady from New Jersey. She had been bound by almost there, but never there. I wish Dr. Agnes were here today. I've got the microphone and let her tell you the story. Because she was the one that brought the lady to this church. The lady came and sat here with 2 boys. They saw me. And I said, "What's your problem?" She said, "Bishop, my problem is I always almost get there. But I never get there." And you know what? I looked at her and I said, "No problem." She looked at me and said, "What do you say?" I said, "No problem." I said, "What is it that God cannot do? What is the problem you have that God cannot solve?" I'm asking you this morning, put your problem on one side and put God on the other side. God will outweigh all your problems put together. And that's what we believe God for in this church. And I said to her, "What's your problem?" She said, "Look at the man that brought me here. We went to nursing school together. He's now a practicing registered nurse." He said, "But I'm still working with the LPN. I said, "What happened?" She said, "I have sat for my board exam 5 times. She said, "I failed them just by a few points every time." I looked at her and smiled. I said, "You have come to the last bus stop." That's what I told her, sitting right here. I said, "You've come to the last bus stop." And I said, "You know what? When is your next exam?" And she told me, "Thursday before last was her next exam." I said, "I can assure you, in the name of the God that we serve in this place, I said, I can assure you that that Thursday you will sit for that exam." And I shocked her. I said, "That will be the last time." And it took her a while to get what I meant. I said, "That will be the last time that you will sit for that exam. Because this time, not only will you pass, you will pass with flying colors." So I said, "Come on Sunday before the Thursday, because I want to pray for you close to the Thursday." When she came here, I'll never forget this, three Sundays ago, I told her, I said, "You know what? Go meet the deliverance team downstairs. And then when you finish, come upstairs. I want to cap the prayer with my own prayer too." She went downstairs. She came and sat down here with her 2 boys. She said, "Bishop, you mean Thursday is going to be good?" I said, "Let me tell you something I see about Thursday." I said, "I see some scriptures around Thursday." I said, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it." I said, "Thursday is going to be a special day for you, and you will rejoice on Thursday." I said, I assure you that. She said, "Is that a prophecy?" I said, "Take it whichever way you want." I said, "But I've spoken it with my mouth. It shall be in your life in the name of Jesus." I said, "The people of God have prayed for you." I said, "You know what they did for you downstairs? They bound every spirit. They bound every curse. They removed every curse hindering you." I said, "Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. You are passing." Then last Sunday, I've come to give you the good news and say a big thank you. You don't need to thank nobody here. Just give all the thanks to Jesus. I come to thank you. She will be coming to the church to give the testimony in the future. Thanks again to God in your life and to you for giving your time to see and listen to this lady. May the anointing continue to follow afresh, ceaselessly, throughout your life. In Jesus' name. She did it 5 times. But when it came to the 6th time. See, what she didn't realize was this. 5 is grace. All right? So when she did it 5 times, that 5th time now, she wouldn't do it the 6th time and fail it. Because we told God, send grace into her life. Send victory into her life. Send success into her life. And now, you know who she is now?
LPN out of the window. And now she's an RN in the name of Jesus. Tell somebody you are moving forward in the name of Jesus. You are moving forward in the name of Jesus. You are moving forward in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Come on, give the Lord a big hand this morning. Oh, glory to God. Jesus. The same anointing that broke her yoke is in this place this morning. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm going to pray one general prayer for you. And then we're going to anoint every one of you with oil in the name of the Lord. And that an anointing of all together, not almost there, but now all together there, shall fall afresh upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look, things that you've thought it's impossible into practice. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The walls of Jericho, they are coming down brick by brick, block by block before you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God. Hey. Raise your right hand. And I want everybody to pray this prayer. Say, oh Lord, take me from almost there to all together there. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, take me from almost there to become altogether there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Take me from almost there to altogether there right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, take me. Take me, oh God, from almost there to all together there in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter how long I've been in that case, Lord, I command for a release in the name of Jesus. All together there, Lord. All together there, Lord. I am so close. I want to be all together there in the name of Jesus. I am so close. I want to be all together there right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, no matter how long it has been, 38 years, 48 years, 58 years, I decree that I'll be all together there right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, take me all together there right now, God. In Jesus' mighty, mighty, mighty name we pray. I have one question for you this morning before I pray for you. And I want you to answer me yes or no. Jesus asked a question. He said, wilt thou be made whole? He said, I came to town because of you. And I want to tell you, God brought you here today to release you and to set you free. You see, one day shall be one day, and today is the day. Did you hear what I said? I said, one day shall be one day, and today shall be what? What is today's date? Hey, you are number one. You are number one. You are number one. Today is your day. You are number one in the mighty name of Jesus. The day is a day of new beginning, day of a new month. And I want to, since you have said yes, it makes it easy for God to work for you. I'm going to pray for you under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to have all of you come and we will anoint you. All I will say is in the name of Jesus. I just want you to come praying and come believing God. And everything will break. I see cracks. Have you ever seen a building that just cracks and cracks and cracks? It's cracking now. By the time you get here, everything is going to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Everybody raise up both hands and let me pray for you. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I stand before you this afternoon as your servant. I stand before you this afternoon as the one that represents you in this place. Jesus, you came. Jesus, you died. Jesus, you resurrected so that the curse can be broken. And there is no curse that can stand where Jesus is standing. And we know you are standing on this holy ground this afternoon. So I pray for every hand that is up. I decree in the name of Jesus that the curse of almost there but never there that has been in your life,
I command them to be erased in the name of Jesus Christ. I command them to be canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree that the anointing for achievement, the anointing for the realization of your goals shall be your portion from this morning onwards in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree that every way the enemy has tried to frustrate your life, I command that to be canceled in the name of Jesus. From this second, I command things to turn around for you. I command things to change for you in the mighty name of Jesus. That those who see you after today will look at you and say, what happened? And you'll be able to testify that God gave me a miracle on the 1st of October. He gave me independence from the powers that have me bound. He gave me independence from the yokes of bondage. He gave me independence from those that have sat on my victory. I decree it in the name of Jesus Christ. Go home and be loosed. Go home free. Go home released. Father, you who set that woman free, you have not changed. You are not a respecter of persons. Lord, as you delivered her and gave her joy, deliver this man. Deliver this woman. And give them joy in abundance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From today, as Jesus pronounced, I pronounce, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up in the name of Jesus. Rise up. Not only will you rise up, you will walk. You will walk into territories that the enemy has said you will not walk. You will walk into territories that your family has never walked. You will walk into territories that you have not been allowed to walk. In the mighty name of Jesus. And people shall see you and glorify God for what he has done in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. So do it, Lord, to the glory of your name. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, all God's people said, all God's people said, come on, give the Lord a big hand this morning. Come on, carry go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let the power of your Holy Ghost, let it fall on me.
You're going to receive an anointing this morning.
Anointing
for total freedom,
Lord,
shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Shall be your portion in the name of Jesus.
Let it fall
on you right now. Glory to God.
Let your anointing
receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Let the power
receive it.
Hey,
Jesus' name. Receive it and walk in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Receive it. In Jesus' name, receive it.
Lord, anointed. Lord,
and
Lord.
Yeah, receive
let
it.
Follow me,
in the name of Jesus. Your freedom.
Let
receive it. Your freedom.
Your
receive it.
Lord,
all together there.
Let
receive it. In the name of Jesus.
Let the power.
Together there in the name of Jesus. All together there in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. All together there. All together there in Jesus' name. All together there in Jesus' name. All together there. Hallelujah. All together there. Hallelujah. All together there in the name of Jesus.
Let the
all together there in the name of Jesus. All together, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yes. All together there. Thank you, Jesus.
receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it. All together there. The yoke is broken. The yoke is broken. The yoke is broken. In the name of Jesus. The yoke is broken. The yoke is broken. The yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The yoke is broken right now. In the name of Jesus. The yoke is broken right now. It's down in Jesus' name. All together there.
Hallelujah.
All together there, Jesus.
Fresh anointing, Jesus.
All together there, Jesus. God bless you.
Let the power,
don't let it be sealed
of your Holy Ghost.
Sealed by Jesus.
Let it fall.
Sealed by Jesus.
Anointing.
Ah, hallelujah. All together.
Yeah, Lord.
Children from the nursery for me. Hallelujah. All together, good to see you. All together, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. Hallelujah. Let it be, God. Let it be, Jesus.
Oh,
Let the power of
your Holy Ghost
let it fall.
I was trying to dream my own dream, see my own vision, and there you are. And you stood before me just like you're standing before me now. I have one warning for you, and I have one great blessing for you. The warning I have for you is this, and I want you to look at me, don't look down. Are you listening to me? God said to tell you that this your mouth. It's not everybody you should open it and tell your business to. You understand what I'm saying? You've said things to people and it's come back to hurt you many, 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 many times. People have taken words out of your mouth and twisted it. What you didn't say, they said you said it. Is what I'm saying the truth?
Yes.
what you never said. And just like you are crying in the dream. But God said to tell you, He will turn your tears into tears of joy. Now you understand my message this morning more than anybody else, because things used to go on well until some things happened. And some of the things that happened you told me already, so that's not even knowledge or revelation that I know. But God said He's going to take you from where you are to where you need to be in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything you have lost, everything that you have lost, everything. You understand what everything is? Everything minus nothing. Everything that you have lost, God is going to give them back to you one by one over the next 9 months. In the name of Jesus, over the next 9 months, go and write it down. Over the next 9 months, you will see things just roll into place and fall into place about your family, about your job, about everything that you lay these hands on. Everything will fall in place one by one. If you see people dying around you, don't worry about it. God has to do some elimination in order to do some addition into your life in the name of Jesus. He said, don't even cry for them, all right? Because they are only reaping what they have sown in the mighty name of Jesus. But please, 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 watch what you say with your mouth, all right? Learn to be quiet. Even if you are forced to talk, force yourself not to talk. You understand what I mean? Give me the oil right now. Everybody stretch your hands towards her in the name of Jesus. Everybody say, Lord, bless her now. Say, turn her situation around in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I decree for her right now that you will open every door that has been shut, that you will cancel every curse that has been pronounced, that everything that has been done to eliminate people around her, to make her cry and to make her weep, we decree that they'll be turned into joy, they'll be turned into laughter in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you will fight her battles for her from this day on in the name of Jesus. Those that walked away and said your life will be miserable, we pray, Lord God, that you will turn it around. And just like this man showed up in town, let her show up in this city of New York and let people wonder, where did she come from? What happened to her? Lord, let the next 9 months be months of victory and supernatural turnaround for her in the name of Jesus. By the anointing of God, I break every yoke in your life. I destroy every power that has worked against you. And I decree that you shall be lifted up and not brought down. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. And everybody said, amen. Turn around and just smile and go back to your seat. Don't cry anymore. Everything is going to be all right. Come on, give her a big hand as she goes back. Is there anyone here this morning seeing what God has said, seeing how good God has been, that will say, Bishop, I want to walk with this God. I want to live for this God. I want to have a relationship with this God. I want to surrender myself to this God. Why don't you come here and let me pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, get out of your seat. You're saying, Bishop, I just want to be totally for this God. I want to surrender my life to Him completely. I want Him to be my Lord. I want Him to be my Savior. I want Him to be my Master. I want Him to be the Lord of every area of my life. Come on, give them a big hand as they come in the mighty name of Jesus. They're coming. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Here is somebody crying. She will never have to cry again. Anybody else saying, I just want to totally surrender my life to this God? Come on, they're coming. Give them a big hand as they come. Lord Jesus, we give you the praise. Lord Jesus, we give you the glory. Lord Jesus, we give you the honor. Come on, anybody else saying, with all I see here, God doing for people, the young are coming. God bless you. Anybody else? Come on. Glory to God. You're saying, I totally surrender my life. I totally give him all my life. Anyone else? Isn't God a good God this morning? Come on, they are still coming. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God bless you. Anybody else? Today is the 1st of October, and you can let this go down in the history of your life. It's a day that God turned my life around. All things have passed away. All things have become new. I thank God for each and every one of you here this morning. You've taken a step, hallelujah, that I took, hallelujah, 34 years ago. And I look back, I have not regretted it. And you will not regret it. See, he said if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What you are doing this morning, heaven is rejoicing, just like we are rejoicing in this building. And you will never be the same from today, in the name of Jesus. All of you who are standing here, I want you to bow your heads and just repeat this prayer with me. Those of you in the audience, if you'll do the same, I will appreciate it. I want you to say, Father, say in the name of Jesus, say, I come to you this morning.
I come to you this morning.
I totally surrender my life unto you this morning. I pray that you forgive me.
I pray that you forgive me.
All of my sins. I pray that you wash me with the blood of Jesus and make me your own from this day. Cleanse me, wash me, and purify me. Give me the power to go and sin no more. In Jesus' name. I will serve you until I die. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, you said whosoever comes, they have come. No matter what they have done, we believe it's now forgiven. It's forgiven completely. We believe the blood of Jesus has washed them. We pray that you'll give them the strength not only to stand before the people of God this morning, but to stand before the whole world and declare that they are for God. Lord, I pray that you forgive all sins, cleanse all unrighteousness, and give them the grace to go and live for you. I decree it in the name of the Father. I decree it in the name of the Son. I decree it in the name of the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, amen and amen and amen and amen. Give them a big hand. Do me a favor before you leave. Brother Sunday, I want you to help me take them to the back over there. And just let them give you their names. So, Brother Sunday to the back, in the name of Jesus. Please remain standing. Don't sit down yet. I got two other things I need to take care of this morning. Amen. I said, give them a big hand. They're rejoicing in heaven. Listen, people, as we close, there's something we've never done in this church before. We have seen the need to start doing it immediately. Several people have walked up to me and they have said, what is the procedure of joining this church? And I said, well, up until now, all we did is, if you're here, you're here. And that kind of looks strange to many people. What kind of strange church is this? And I said, well, we are kind of strange, but that's the way we've done it. But from today, all things have passed away. All things have become new. Every blessed Sunday, after every service, whether I'm here or I'm not here, will give people the opportunity, if they want to join the church, to come forward. And then we'll pray for them. All right? Is that all right? Fresh Anointing International Church is not just an ordinary church. It's a church that was established by God Himself. We are just, how many years old now? 5 years old, a little bit over 5 years old. And what God has done for us is something we never expected. We have 101 churches scattered, amen, 101 churches.